This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is investors' biggest mistake number one, not starting. But before we get started, hey, I want to touch base with you guys and just to check in with you. I hope you're all doing well. I hope that you're just getting back and revving up here, as a lot of people are coming out of their caves here after 3 months and starting to get back to business. I'm noticing actually kind of missing the no traffic here in Southern California. Now the cars are back on the road and it's getting to be busier and busier, but I think there definitely is going to be a new normal here. I think a lot of companies are realizing, hey, we can still do business without having this big office facility. So that may impact the commercial real estate folks that handle office buildings, I'm sure. But, you know, there might be advantages and disadvantages there. But it's definitely there have been some big impacts here that are changing. The good thing is, you know, we're getting the employment numbers, and they're strong and look like they're getting stronger. So some good things happening in the economy, and hopefully it'll continue. But as you start looking at real estate, there are still some good deals there. Even though this may be the shortest recession in history, there are still deals. There's still people that have, you know, come to the decision they're going to sell or they're going to get out of a particular property. And I think you can keep your eyes out and look for those things. So, hey, if there's anything I can do to help, let me know. I'm here to encourage you to try to help out any way I can. Let's help out by giving you a little tip here. Not a big one here, but something that you may or may not know already. But I've talked a lot about emerging markets and identifying emerging markets, which I think is really key as a real estate investor, is finding a market where employment numbers are high, where the population numbers are high, where they're, you know, that you just have year after year of increase, you know, new jobs, new people moving into the area, a lot of good positive things that make for a healthy localized economy. And as you're looking around for those particular segments of the nation and trying to identify these emerging market, and there's going to be some new emerging markets here post COVID too, that you might want to look at. Certain changes, certain industries that got a shot in the arm, and others that maybe aren't doing so well. You might want to, you know, start researching. And as you do, one thing that you can do that can help you is just trying to get good market information. And you could spend tens of thousands of dollars collecting market information, but why do that when you've got other people that are spending those tens of thousands? And those people that I'm talking about are the people that are the commercial brokers. Granted, as you start to identify areas that you're looking at that are of interest, you will noticed and make contact with certain brokers in the area that are very active, you know, and these are guys that are in the bigger brokerage firms, the CBREs, the Cushman Wakefield, Marcus Millichap, those type folks that are out there and very active and in the multifamily space. Now, you can also do the same thing with single family as well, but you're looking at different numbers. You're looking, you know, I've been doing research on Zillow and Realtor.com and so forth. But as you start to look for those areas, if you can get your hand on some of the marketing materials, for example, if I'm looking for an apartment building in, let's say, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina or something like that, I would want to talk to, you know, some of the big players, look at who's listing apartments in that area, get on their lists, you know, say basically I am a interested investor and I'd like to see what you have, what properties you have available when they come out. And they'll put you on their mailing list, which is great because when you get on their mailing list, you usually have to go on their website and then you'll have to sign a non-disclosure. And eventually once you're logged in and you're a regular member of that site, then you know, it's very quick that you can log in. You just put in your password and so forth, and then you can see the property. But in that property, there's the pro forma, the prospectus, you know, the marketing materials that will go with that property. And at the back of those properties, they usually have all the marketing information. What's expected in the next 5, 10, 20 years down the road. And you get a lot of information about growth and development, things that they had to spend tons of money on to get that data. But you can use that data in your research, and it'll help you to determine whether or not this is the kind of market you want to go into. So that's just a little tip that you can do. It doesn't cost anything, just your time to find out about a market deep diving, so to speak. Okay, well, let's get into our topic here, of course, which is investors' biggest mistake, number one, not starting. I've talked on this in the past in different ways, and I'll have a link to some other articles as well as some podcasts that I've had there. But this is sort of the big thing that really holds people back. And I think the real reason many people don't start investing, and maybe they get all caught up in just research, and they just, they don't want to take that step, is it's generally an issue of fear. And fear comes in many forms, but I'd say the three most common forms are the fear of failure, the fear of success, and the fear of the unknown. I think those are probably the dominant ones that hold people back. And I remember when I first thought of investing in real estate, I got all kinds of different reactions from people. Most people, you know, would start with either horror stories of their own or horror stories of somebody that they knew that invested in real estate. And generally, it was around the 2008 type of investors that just lost everything. And so it kind of scared them and scared other people away. But of course, you know, a lot of these people didn't have the experience themselves, but they've heard the stories. And they always have a friend, you know, the story to share. But I think the problem is people get their head filled with sort of the what ifs, you know. What if you cannot resell your property after you buy it? Or what if you cannot do the repairs? Or what if someone gets hurt on your property and you get sued? Or what if you can't make the mortgage payment? What if, and so on. And I'll have to admit, you know, I had a lot of those what ifs myself. The first major property I bought, I just took my time. Finally, when I got the nerve together to purchase it, it was already under contract. So I'm not saying that I'm not in that club, but I can relate to the fears. Yeah, because especially in our stage, if you're an old dog listening, you know, you don't have the money to risk. I would say when you're starting off and you're younger and you know, got strong income and a lot of good things are going, you know, yeah, you can take a chance here and there, but you know, I don't want to mess with my nest egg. I don't want to just throw it out on anything and risk losing it like so many people did at the last Great Recession. I think that the key thing, you know, have to kind of look at here is, you know, knowledge is powerful. Knowledge can be that one thing that helps eliminate fear. It's getting the information, studying, you know, listening to podcasts, reading books, and collecting the data, talking to people, getting a mentor. Those are the things that'll help eliminate some of those fears. And there's even this fear of success, believe it or not, for many reasons, and almost all of them, you know, deal with the past. The fear of success haunts many people because they feel sort of undeserving of the success. I can remember, you know, many times in my own life, you know, when I was, whether it was a business that I had started or a company I'd, you know, a startup that I got involved with or what have you, you know, it always seemed like, you know, as you're trying to grab that brass ring, that you find a way to sabotage yourself. And I think I did this subconsciously because my mind, you know, I just didn't think I would know what to do. And if you know, if it did succeed, and it, you know, a lot of weird reasons why we do things, but after closer analysis, you realize those feelings kind of originate from things that you know, may have happened in your teenage years or something like that, where you, you kind of think, oh gosh, you know, I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna be good enough or what have you. And people kind of can live in those places. If you suffer from the fear of success, it's time to face whatever problem you have in your past, understand what it is and why it happened. Come to terms with it so it doesn't continue to affect your future. Because I looked back and saw a pattern of that, and I just didn't like it. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to step in, even though this is a big thing for me later in life. And sure enough, you know, I'm still here and I'm still kicking. So, you know, every one of us, has to struggle with those issues and deal with them in our own way. It's, you know, it's your life, and you can decide what you want to do with it or not. But I think, you know, the biggest part that I've found, and believe me, you know, I've shared it on this show, I've had many failures and many things that have happened over the course of my learning in real estate investing. But the person that is persistent will come out ahead. And that's where you got to just keep going. You learn from those mistakes and you take that as a valuable lesson. Boom. You know, I just got a graduate degree in this. I think it was Thomas Edison it could be somebody else, but I think it was Thomas Edison that said, I never failed. You know, I just found 10,000 ways not to do what I'm trying to do, you know? So, so I'll tend to look at it like that. But anyway, the idea here in real estate investing is the way to, you know, just conquer your fears is through knowledge. The way to get knowledge is to read books, you know, listen to podcasts, YouTube, network with people, get a mentor. You know, there's a lot of things that I've addressed in previous podcasts. Prepare yourself for battle and, you know, you will be victorious. I honestly believe that. The easiest way to prepare is to follow someone who's been in battle already. You know, why get the scars yourself? And I think that's where the mentor comes in, or maybe it's a coach that can walk you through who's been there and done that. I think, that's kind of the one of the key thing that will help you also deal with those fears too. If you look at somebody who has been there and has failed and picked themselves up. I mean, you look at the major millionaires and billionaires out there, how many times have they failed? You know, they kept going and they're doing well. So it's it's something that you can accomplish. I think the main thing is that after you take action, the fears really go away. And then there's a whole new set of fears, but no, I don't mean to say that to discourage anybody, but what I found is, you know, you can study and you can read all the books and you can do all that. But the bottom line is a real learning starts, I feel, when you sign your first set of escrow papers on your first investment property or deal, whatever it may be. It could be a passive investor in syndications or whatever. But the idea is that's where you really start to learn. And that's where you need to learn. You know, to become more successful, you need to get that experience. And it starts with that first deal. For those of you out there that are thinking about getting into real estate investing, but have just kind of put it off. It's one of those things where I believe I'm a planner and I love to plan. And for me, it helped a lot was to develop a strategic plan. Now, the first one I developed wasn't all that great. It was really rough. And there were definitely a lot of things missing, but the idea is getting it on paper, and this is what I want to accomplish. This is my whole reason for doing this. And maybe it's, you know, boom, you know, to have that financially independent life where you don't have to worry about what things cost. You can go and take a trip with your wife or husband and go, you know, around the world or whatever you want to do, go and spend time with your family, help your kids with their weddings or grandkids, or helping kids go to school or buy their first house or whatever it may be. You know, whatever those goals are, the what I call the why, which is a key thing that motivated me. And that was a big part of that was what we're doing in Haiti and you know, just seeing the faces of those kids that I saw on the streets of Haiti that I had seen that just changed my life. And as I see, you know, those kinds of images, I'm motivated to move forward and to be able to do something to help them. So, you know, my family first, the same thing. I've got daughters that aren't married yet that I want to be able to give the wedding of their dreams. And I mentioned that before on the show too. So, you know, getting your why in place and understanding what it is and being able to fund those whys is really a key element to motivate you to make that first step. So that's really it for today. I'm going to give a link to another show called Just Do It, which is another one that addresses the same area, but again, from sort of a different angle, but also developing your why and understanding the importance of your why. I'll give that a link to that podcast as well. Well, that is it for today. Please note, everything I discussed here will be outlined in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Just look for the episode entitled Investor's Biggest Mistake Number 1, Not Starting. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.